Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugia,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Zachariah Hughes. This week on AK, a new bishop. Last Sunday, the Orthodox Diocese of Sitka and Alaska installed David Mahaffey as its 16th bishop. A historic and ornate ceremony ensued in Sitka, attracting Orthodox bishops from New York to Quebec. On the steps of St. Michael's Cathedral, Native elders welcomed Metropolitan Tikhon, the head of the Orthodox Church in America, with traditional bread and salt. Emily Foreman spoke with Mahaffey about his journey to bishophood.
David Mahaffey had never dreamed of becoming a bishop, because he's always been a family man. On the night before his official installment as the Bishop of Sitka and Alaska, by the yellow light of the Subway Sandwiches sign outside of his hotel window, Mahaffey looks over a plaque given to him by the National Park Service. It lists all of the Orthodox bishops in Alaska ever.
From the first one in 1799.
Dating back to the Russian colonial period.
To me in 2014.
It's an enormous privilege that comes with enormous responsibility.
Being able to be here in Sitka and thinking about all those names and the history and the tradition that I've now become a part of is just an overwhelming feeling of humbleness.
Mahaffey is the 16th bishop of America's first Orthodox diocese, and America's first Orthodox bishop, St. Innocent, resided in Sitka. Father Michael Boyle, the priest and dean of Sitka's historic St. Michael's Cathedral, says that makes Sitka the motherland of Orthodoxy in the United States.
St. Innocent came to Alaska as the second wave of missionaries. They asked him to become bishop of this new diocese of the Russian Church in Alaska, which he questioned whether he could do or not because he was concerned for his children and their care.
Over a century later, Mahaffey admits to the same trepidations, namely the distance from his grown children and first grandchild who live in Pennsylvania. And on Sunday, he treaded in St. Innocent's footsteps. Alongside Orthodox bishops and clergy dressed in golden robes, Mahaffey marched from the Russian Bishop's House to St. Michael's Cathedral in Sitka. This procession has been in place since the first Orthodox bishop was installed. In less than two city blocks, it would be official. But for Mahaffey, it's the culmination of decades of personal exploration. When Mahaffey's wife passed away in 2007, a door opened. He could make the move from priest to bishop by accepting a monastic lifestyle.
When I became widowed, one of the things that happens is you, quote unquote, become eligible.
But Mahaffey would have preferred to have his wife rather than an open door.
She was everything to me.
And that's not an overstatement. Mahaffey was raised Methodist. His wife was Orthodox. After they married, he realized that Orthodoxy had something to offer that the Methodist faith lacked. At his first Orthodox service, Mahaffey says he was instantly hooked.
I was just like a sponge. I'm absorbing all this, and it's like, oh man, this is what I want.
That same day, on their way to his mother's, Mahaffey says his wife expressed that she didn't want to be seen as having influenced his conversion.
We get to my mother's, and I go in, and my wife was a hairdresser, and my mother wanted her hair done. So my wife got her stuff out, and she's looking at me. She's like, she knows what I'm going to say. So she's behind my mother. My mother can't see her, and she's looking at me like, oh, you know, don't do this. Don't do this. And I said, Mom, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I've decided that I want to become Orthodox, and I want to be a priest someday. Now, I'd never said that before.
Mahaffey converted, but left his priesthood up to fate. He had a secular job working as a car salesman, but felt unfulfilled. It was his wife who suggested that he go to seminary. After his wife died, the Diocese of Sitka in Alaska wanted him for bishop. He was still reluctant because he didn't want to leave his kids, but a friend convinced him to at least visit. So last year, in Kodiak, on the anniversary of his wife's repose, during the celebration of St. Herman's pilgrimage, it finally clicked.
Look, let me explain it to you. This is going on kind of, you know, like, I don't know if it was St. Herman or my wife or God or whoever saying, don't you get it? You know, you had a beautiful wife who was beautiful inside and out, and she really was. So what came to me was this sense that look, I've replaced your wife's physical beauty with the beauty of Alaska. And I've replaced her inner beauty with the beauty of the people of Alaska. Isn't that what you want?
From that point forward, it felt right. Mahaffey was meant to be in Alaska. For AK, I'm Emily Foreman.